My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Gerasene! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And so today, when Jesus is talking to us and he's talking to the people in the last line, he says, "Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." Again, too often Christians think that Jesus is up there looking down at us as the divine cheerleader saying, "Come on, you can do this. You messed up there." But that's the complete heresy. Jesus is inside you and me. When you receive communion today, when I receive communion today, God comes inside of us and he stays there. He doesn't leave in 10 minutes. I'm sorry for all those who believe he leaves in 10 minutes. Pure heresy. God, Jesus, lives inside of you and me. We need to get out of the way and let people see Jesus. Francis did that perfectly as we focus on him, that he became so conformed with Jesus that you could see the nail marks in his hands and his feet, just like Jesus had. Well, this week I'll be doing a priest retreat in Lafayette, Indiana, and the whole theme of it is to be an icon of Christ, Christ crucified. So when people see us, they see Jesus. When people look at you, they want to see Jesus. Our job is to get out of the way and show them so that this becomes true. When people hear you, they hear me. Let it be true for each of us. May each of you know his love today and forever.